Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobschel, inside TCO Studios at Winter Park. The Vikings mini bye week is over, so it's time to get back to work. We'll start it off with your questions. Here we go. Number one comes from Jeff. 4 runs and 4 first downs with the touchdown. That may have been the most important 4 consecutive plays of the game. Would you agree? I would. Jeff is referring to the very beginning of the third quarter when the Vikings ripped off 4 straight big-time runs. The first one was Latavius Murray for 46 yards, which got us going. Eventually, the Vikings punched it in. Great blocking by the Vikings offensive line and tight ends on that series. There were a couple of other important 4-play series. How about the Rudolph touchdown, the Danielle Hunter fumble recovery, and then a few moments later, Case Keenum's rushing touchdown? Important point of the game for the Vikings, and then of course Xavier Rhodes' interception at the end of the game, which sealed it. Really good effort by the Vikings in Detroit on Thanksgiving Day, and it puts them in a good spot the rest of the way. Toby from Alaska has question number 2. Great game in Detroit, but what happened when their defense started slowing us down? Or was it because we started playing the clock management game? Well, I think it was a little bit of both, but let's remember in the fourth quarter, the Vikings had a 42-yard drive and a 45-yard drive that ended in a field goal. So Detroit didn't completely shut the Vikings down, but you have to give Detroit credit for playing well in the second half and making a charge. Eventually, Detroit ran out of time, which was the Vikings' design by running so much in the fourth quarter. Question number 3 from David. Please pass along to Case. Congratulations to him and his team. Great win and a very special season. Keep the dream alive. Skull. Well, Case watches the Pick 6 every single week, I'm sure, so he got your congratulatory message. Seriously, though, Case Keenum, that was his 5th game with a passer rating of 100 or greater. He is playing winning football for the Minnesota Vikings. He's not just out there managing the game. Great job by Vikings quarterback Case Keenum. Terrell from Hawaii with the next question. It's been frustrating in the past to see short passes on 3rd and long. This season, I have confidence Case can pull it off. What do you think of the improvement? Well, I think there are a few things going on here. Number one, maybe the play calling is a little bit different, maybe not. And I think the Vikings are in 3rd and long fewer times than they were last year. But most importantly is the pass protection. The Vikings much better in that area this season. They're number one for fewest sacks allowed in the NFL. And I think that's giving Case the confidence to stand in the pocket and wait for guys to get open on 3rd down. The next question comes from Randy. Are you as concerned as I am regarding the dysfunctional extra point and field goal unit? It's coming, that moment where they will need to win a game for us. Easy, Randy. Dysfunctional, a little strong. Remember, Kai Forbath, 24 of 28 on field goals this season, that's 85%, and 39 of 43, 91%. Since signing with the Vikings, he's 5 of 6 from 50+, and he has a game-winning field goal this season, plus a huge field goal at Washington that made it a 2-score game late in the fourth quarter. So I know we've missed a couple lately, but the body of work for Kai Forbath and company is too good to be panicking. There are corrections to be made. Mike Prefer will make sure that gets done. The final question comes from Raul. Will we be able to stop Julio Jones? And how many sacks will we get? Big time game coming up for the Vikings this weekend against the Falcons. Now, Julio Jones, in his last 2 games against the Vikings, just 11 catches, 69 yards a game, and 0 touchdowns. So we have had some success against him, thanks mostly to Xavier Rhodes. But Julio's on fire. He had like 403,000 receiving yards last week, so we got to watch out for him because he can change the game. The Vikings have just 3 sacks in 2 games. Against the Falcons under Mike Zimmer. So we'd like that to change a little bit. If you give Matt Ryan time, he will shred you. It's going to be a big-time challenge on Sunday. Can't wait to watch it. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we're going to be back next week, so please send your questions in to the email address at the bottom of the screen. In the meantime, stay tuned to Vikings.com for more coverage and content about your favorite team. Download the Vikings app if you haven't already, and our content will be delivered straight to your mobile device. See you next week.